You are listening to the Middle East Institute's podcast series. To support MEI's programs and podcasts, please donate at www.mei.edu. Thank you for your support.
I'm Wendy Chamberlain. I'm president of the Middle East Institute. And it is my great pleasure to welcome all of you to this event that was commemorating the 25th anniversary this year of Operation Provide Comfort. 25 years ago, nearly an entire population of Kurds in northern Iraq were threatened by the brutal persecution of Saddam Hussein. Millions had fled to the mountains where they faced famine and deprivation. You know, often in times of great tragedy, innovative solutions tend to emerge. The United States and a dozen coalition partners created a model at this time of military intervention in partnership with humanitarian organizations with the purpose of rescuing a people. Diplomats, servicemen and women, aid workers all worked together to deliver aid in very treacherous conditions. They provided food and shelter and then helped the people return to their homes in safety. It was done by experts who were breaking new ground in their fields. Some of those people are involved in today's event, Americans and Kurds, and they will speak to you about their experiences, the events that they witnessed and participated in, and they'll offer their recollections and thoughts on lessons learned from that event. The Middle East Institute is proud to recall this spirit of Operation Provide Comfort. But we really have a point to make in today's event. There are important lessons that we should learn, or rather relearn, from the success of Provide Operation Comfort that can be applied to the crisis in the Middle East today. The afternoon panel will focus on Syria and how to apply OPC's lessons in making policy, protecting civilians, recruiting, rescuing ancient cultures who were caught in the conflict or have been displaced or face extinction. MEI would like to particularly thank sponsors of today's event who've helped make it possible. The Sallyport Global Holdings is the principal sponsor. Gil Dadi is with us today of this event. And we thank them, as well as the firms of Arnold Porter, law firm of Arnold Porter, Velox Visa and Passport Services, HKN Energy, and LO Group. Now, it's my pleasure, particular pleasure, to introduce two speakers who will kick off today's events. First, you will hear from the representative in Washington of the Kurdistan Regional Government in Iraq, the KRG. Ms. Bayan Sameh Abdul Rahman. Prior to her arrival in Washington early last year, Ms. Abdul-Rahman was the KRG High Representative in the United Kingdom. She was elected to the Leadership Council of the Kurdistan Democratic Party in 2010. Before entering public service, she was a successful journalist and foreign correspondent with several UK news outlets. Following Bayan will be General Anthony Zinni, the honorary chairman of MEI's Board of Governors. General Zinni inspired us, really, to address the Operation Provide Comfort with his conference. His 39-year career in the United States Marine Corps included service as chief of staff of the Combined Task Force Operation Provide Comfort. Later, at the rank of general, he directed the U.S. forces across Greater Middle East and CENTCOM. As CENTCOM commander. Since retiring active duty, he's taken on high-level diplomatic tasks and led major defense-related corporations. He will speak about his OPC service at lunch later on today. You might have noticed the wonderful and very moving photos in the gallery as you came in. Many of these photos taken in 1991 were by the photographers who were working with General Zinni. This morning, General Zinni will introduce our opening keynote speaker, who has traveled to us from Erbil to join us and address us and to read a very important remarks from President Barzani. We have a fascinating program. I want to thank you all for coming, and I would like you now to join me in welcoming the KRG representative, Ms. Bayan Sami Abdul-Rahman.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, your excellencies, His Excellency the Ambassador of Iraq, Kak Lokman Feili, His Excellency Minister Fala Mustafa Bakr from the Kurdistan Regional Government, and honored military representatives. I've been asked to really speak about my personal experience of Operation Provide Comfort as a Kurd. First, I should declare that I was actually living very comfortably in London when Operation Provide Comfort took place and rescued and literally saved thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives. But my extended family and my immediate family, of course, were impacted. And like every other Kurd, Operation Provide Comfort has played a big part in my personal life and in our national history. So in 1991, I was just embarking on a career as a journalist. I was a very young cub reporter, as we would say in Britain. And there on TV, we could see pictures of fellow Kurds starving, dying, exposed to the elements. This was a very bitterly cold winter and spring. And then we heard that John Major, now Sir John Major, the British Prime Minister at the time, had come up with an idea of a haven to bring the refugees down from the border mountains of Turkey and Iran. And that the United States was suddenly on board as well. Turkey, France, Australia, the Netherlands. This coming together of these nations to save the Kurds was unprecedented for me as a young Kurd in the diaspora in Europe. I just could never have imagined this to happen. So Operation Provide Comfort saved lives. My own family, who lived in Erbil, Duhok, some in Slimani, but not many, they also fled. My immediate family, my mother, brothers and sister, we lived in London, but my father, as many of you know, was in the leadership of the Kurdish movement, so he was there. My aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody, they were there. They all fled their homes with nothing but the clothes they were wearing because of the bombardment by the Iraqi forces. Along the way, as you all know, many died, particularly children and the elderly. And among them was my grandfather, my father's father. For him, the journey was just too much. He was elderly, but he was well before this journey, and he passed away en route. And as my father put it at the time, he was a grand old man who should have died in peace in his bed, surrounded by his family. Instead, he died on a hazardous journey, which killed many, many others. At least he lived to be an old man and lived to see a great long life. What about all the children who died along the way? What about the young people who had everything denied them and their life taken from them? Another way that Operation Provide Comfort and that whole exodus affected me personally, my younger brother, Sirwan, was a very young man at that time. I think he may still have been at university. And he felt compelled to go and find our relatives to see if he could help them in some way. And he made the journey. He made it to the refugee camps in Turkey. And he did find some of our relatives. For him, this was a coming of age. He was a young man. Of course, being of Kurdish background, it was different from being an average Brit. But he did live, as I said, we lived comfortably in Britain. This was a coming of age for him and a coming of age for the rest of us in our family. Another personal recollection is much, much more recent. October 2015, I was invited to Dallas, Texas. and our very gracious host arranged a helicopter flight, the second time I've ever been on a helicopter. And we were flying over Dallas and the Texas countryside. And I was on this helicopter with two gentlemen who are here today, General Jay Garner and Colonel Dick Knabb. So there we were, flying over a gloriously sunny Dallas and Texas. And I couldn't help but look at them and think to myself, what scenes did you watch over as you flew over Kurdistan in 1991? I'm humbled to be in your presence today and the presence of General Zinni, General Jameson. And I apologize if there are others who are involved in Operation Provide Comfort and I haven't met you yet. But I would like to, as a private citizen, as a Kurd, as a representative of the Kurdistan Regional Government, I would like to thank all of you for what you did for our people. You saved lives, and that is the greatest gift. Thank you.